escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Joining me now, we're going to have from Crossing Broad. He does a little Phillies coverage. He does a little gambling coverage. Does a little bit of everything. Bob Wankel's on the show. What's up, Bob?
What's up, man? Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Yeah, always happy to have you on. And it's an interesting time with the Phillies right now, right? Like, the team's spiraling out of control. They just lost a series to the White Sox. Franco's been sent down to AAA. What do you make of this team, Bob?
Yeah, it's not good. I was down there today. I was in the locker room after the game, and I would call it definitely a subdued locker room post-game. I think that Gabe Kapler sort of out of answers. He was asked why they seem to struggle so much situationally at the plate in big spots. They were only 5-for-26 with runners in scoring position this weekend against the White Sox team that came in at 19-32 on the road and with an ERA hovering around 5. And they just couldn't do anything in any of the three games. And, you know, Gabe said basically it's not any one thing. It's a combination of things. And, you know, it's ugly right now. It's about as ugly as it could be for a team that's 5 games over .500 and holding on to a wild card spot.
Yeah, and let me ask you this. Do you think they're going to hold on to that wild card spot?
Last time you had me on, you asked me this, and I had said I think so. You know, the only thing I can say is that we're hyper-focused on the Phillies' shortcomings. But if you look across at the other National League wildcard contenders, nobody outside of the Mets, who have won 9 of their last 10 games, has really played well lately. Washington, I believe, is 3-7 in their last 10. St. Louis, 5-5. Milwaukee, 4-6. Nobody's really playing good baseball right now. And, you know, I think whoever wins that second wild card spot is going to be a pretty bad team. So the NL won't allow the Phillies to fall out of this race, but they've got to play better. And I know Gabe Kapler said after the game today that he thinks they're a better team than this and knows that he's a better team than this, but there really isn't any indication that they are a better team than this.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, it's been 110 games or so into the season, and everybody's been underperforming. And, like, is there anything that you could think of that fixes this team? Like, what would, if you were Gabe Kapler, what would you do, Bob? How do you fix this?
Oh, man. You know, yeah, that's a long answer. I think it's a combination of factors. The thing that they've run into, injuries have obviously played a part, and specifically in the bullpen. And I think that they were hoping that the bullpen would cover up the flaws or perhaps the inconsistencies of a young starting rotation. They've had the injuries, and so now the bullpen's a mess. And they've tried to patch it with guys like Mike Morin, Blake Parker. And that's just – it's a tough ask for you to, you know, come in and take journeyman guys and try to piece it together now. The issue is the offense, and I thought that it was the offense all along. I mean, they are in the bottom third of the league in OPS, slugging percentage. I believe they're 18th in on-base percentage. That has been so overwhelmingly disappointing to see, because you really thought that this team, if nothing else, was going to mash night in, night out, and it hasn't played out that way. So how do you fix it? You know, I'm uncomfortable calling for people's jobs, and that's not really my business, and I don't know that firing somebody, whether it be the manager or an assistant coach, just automatically cures this thing. But like you said, you're 110 games into this thing now, and you're not getting fixes, and you're not getting consistent offensive production, and you start to have to wonder, like, well, is it really on the players, or is it on the approach? Is it on the coaching aspect of it? And I think that that's where you have to turn your attention right now. You're not going to be able to do much in terms of personnel at this point. The only thing that you can do possibly is change the voice that's in their ears. And, you know, it's something that I think the Phillies have to at least consider at this point. And again, I'm not advocating for anybody to be fired, but it's not working right now.
So, ladies and gentlemen, just to make this clear, if Bob Wankel was Gabe Kapler, his answer would be to fire himself.
The reason why I answer the question that way is, and I know that you're aware of this, and I'm sure that most people listening are aware of this, but I just don't think that there's a fix. And I certainly don't think that sending Mike Alfranco to AAA Lehigh Valley is the fix either. I know you've been talking about that a little bit tonight. I mean, certainly he's the guy that kind of took the fall here today, but the problems go far beyond Mike Alfranco.
Well, that's the thing, right? Like, the question I've been asking everybody, and I might as well ask you as well. We're talking with Bob Wankel of Crossing Broad, by the way, is did Franco fail the Phillies, or did the Phillies fail Franco over these past couple years?
Yeah, the Phillies have had an inability to develop, big-time hitters over the last 5 to 10 years. There's really, he was the guy that people thought was going to come up and be that big-time offensive prospect, and it hasn't materialized. I mean, you know, the Phillies want him to hit the ball in the air more. That was the fix. The Phillies really felt like, this current regime felt like, that if they could get him to hit the ball in the air more consistently, which he has marginally improved upon, that may yield better results, but it hasn't. You know, it's hard, though. I mean, I know there are some people out there that kind of feel bad for Mike Alfranco, sort of like, you know, how could they send him down? But you do look at it, and he has a 702 OPS, which ranks 69th out of 77 qualified National League hitters. I mean, he has been ultra unproductive, and it really is sort of hard to defend his status on this team. But then when you look at the option and the other guy being Sean Rodriguez, I think that that's what kind of that makes people feel a little bit more sympathetic about the situation. But it's weird. When things don't go well, it seems to fall on Mike Alfranco. He's the one that gets benched. He was the one that was sent down today. And, you know, it's a little bit bizarre, to be honest with you.
Well, that's just the state of the Phillies. You know, everything is bizarre with this team, and it's going to get weirder by the day, I think. I mean, Kapler is just he's a fascinating guy in his press conference recently, isn't he?
Yeah, he came in Friday night, and I was especially surprised by his tone on Friday night. And he said, you know, we fought and we clawed, and I was so proud of our guys. And honestly, I think that if I had to try to guess what's really going through his mind, I think that he probably feels like, you know, I like to mix and match in my bullpen. I have certain philosophies, and I think if you're Gabe Kapler, you sort of have to feel like you haven't been given the full stack of cards, you know? With what this bullpen looks like, with what some of the offensive parts look like, with what the starting rotation's been like. I think that there's got to be at least a part of him deep down inside, and he'll tell you that it's his job to fit the puzzle pieces together, and that it's up to him to, you know, make it work, and he enjoys the challenge. That's what he always tells the reporters. But I think privately, he's got to be a little bit frustrated with the personnel on this team.
Yeah, you just have to be. I mean, they've been underperforming all across the board. Now, let's change gears a little bit, because you're a multi-talented guy, Bob, and that's why I had to bring you on. Because on top of your Phillies coverage, which, of course, you do an excellent job with at Crossing Broad, you're also a bit of a gambling writer. So let me ask you, there's a major change recently in Pennsylvania with gambling. What is that change?
Yeah, basically, we have four online sports books now offering odds to residents or people that are just physically in Pennsylvania. FanDuel went live in late July, a couple weeks ago, and that's going to be a big one. Sugar House, Parks is a player in this as well as Bet Rivers. So you have four books operating right now. There's more to follow. DraftKings has teamed up with Penn National Gaming. There's an expectation that DraftKings will get involved before the regular season starts with the football. It's an exciting time for people that want that action in the state of Pennsylvania, for sure. And it's been in New Jersey since last summer.
Yeah, and now that it is in Pennsylvania, here's the other thing, is that people are going to be able to do this in the parking lot of an Eagles game, right? And so when you've got all these people, they're going to be hanging out. They're going to have the opportunity to drink some beers and place bets on the birds. Do you have any birds, like lines or anything coming up for this season?
Do you want to do some preseason stuff, some like next level degenerate type stuff?
Yes, absolutely. I want to do degenerate stuff. Please give me those things.
Yeah, so the Eagles are a 3.5-point favorite on Thursday night against the Titans. And, you know, I will say this. They're 5-1 against the spread under Doug Peterson at home during the preseason. they've actually been the most profitable preseason team at home dating back to the 2005 season. And that's out of every team in football. I believe they're 19-11 against the spread at home during the preseason. So, if you're really feeling the itch and you get down to the stadium on Thursday night and you want to get involved, you can kind of put that in your back pocket, I guess.
Oh, yeah. I'm so ready. Let's go. I'm betting Eagles-Titans.
And you know what, man? Like, people say, like, I'll never bet on preseason football. And then they kind of casually walk away from the crowd and they take out their phone and they sneak their bet. You know, like, people bet on preseason football. It's a total fallacy that people are above, you know, morally above betting on exhibition football.
Well, yeah, and you can rationalize it so easily, right? It's just like, oh, well, it's just $5, and it makes the game more fun. Like, I would imagine the betting on the fourth preseason game is probably the most insane betting there is, but I totally get why people would do it.
I mean, people bet on, you know, European tennis at work on a Wednesday morning. They bet on, you know, they're betting on NHL games as bailouts in the middle of the winter at 10:30. They got money on the Sharks, you know, Sharks Kings. I don't think anybody's actually above betting on the NFL preseason. But, yeah, just something to kind of put in your back pocket for this upcoming Thursday. As far as the regular season goes, they open week one against the Redskins as an 8.5-9-point favorite, depending on where you're looking. And they're favored in 11 of their 15 games, their first 15 games overall. You can actually bet on at FanDuel and DraftKings and Sugarhouse, the major books here. You can bet on all of the first 15 Eagles games this season, and they are favored in 11 of the first 15 games. But interestingly, they're actually an underdog in 4 of their first 7. So the first half of the schedule is a little bit challenging. And then, as of right now, they're favored in every game in the second half of the season, which is pretty interesting.
That is amazing. For a team with high expectations, it's nice to see that Vegas is backing them a little bit there as well. And Bob, hey, I'm always going to back you, my friend. You do great work over Crossing Broad. You can find him at BW Crossing Broad on Twitter. Bob Wankel, always appreciate your time, man.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.